Once you have a tragedy that makes national news and money is involved, here come the liars. Clint Lampkin said at a memorial service for the Orlando mass shooting victims, he was out there and recounted what he said was his near-death experience in the Pulse nightclub. He was giving a standing ovation by hundreds of people in the crowd and hugs by people on stage. But I can see how that would get addicting if you have nothing going on in your life and you've concocted this story. And now it's like that comedian who said that about the World Trade Center.
Steve Ranazzisi.
Yeah. One of Lampkin's Facebook friends from his home state of Arkansas sent a screenshot from Clint Lampkin's Facebook page in which he said of the Orlando massacre, "Glad I wasn't at that one." The post was dated June 12th, the morning of the attack. Mm. When asked about it, Lampkin claimed his Facebook account had been hacked and that he'd never put up that post. Who hacks a Facebook to do something like
that? Right, yeah, that doesn't really make a lot of sense.
He still claims he was at the Pulse nightclub the night of the shooting. He said, I have really bad anxiety attacks, so I just kind of, I don't know, my mind is just gone, he told the station. When asked for more details about what went on inside the club, Lampkin gave the same response, that the trauma of what he witnessed has erased his memory, kind of like his brain got hacked. He said, "I did lose a friend that got shot," he told the crowd. When asked for the friend's name, Lampkin replied that he'd only known the friend for a short time and didn't remember his name. Yeah, that's a big fat liar.
That's
is what
ridiculous.
That is. You don't want to think that anyone would take advantage of the situation. And quite honestly, I don't know whether he did or not, said James Robinson, the CEO of Free to Be and organizer of the Rocket City Pride Memorial Service, which was going on. Robinson said he's also fielded calls from individuals who claim that Lampkin's story isn't true. He said, "I don't know anything about Clint. He's not affiliated with Free to Be, and he's not one of the planned speakers at the Rocket City Pride Memorial." Now Clint Lampkin has disappeared and doesn't seem to want to answer anybody's questions.
Because he knows he's busted.
We have a bunch of phone numbers for Clint Lampkin.
Oh, yeah?
Do we want to try and figure out which one is his?
They all came up for the same Clint Lampkin of 28 years old of Arkansas, and these are all the same family members were listed, so one of these numbers should be somebody in his
Give
family.
It to Carmen. Carmen, call them until you find them. When you do, say, "Mr. Lampkin, we are collecting donations for the Pulse victims. We know that you had a friend who died. We wanted to see if we can help you out a little bit."
Okay.
And then sucker him into getting on the phone. It may take a couple of minutes. I don't know if you're going to be able to get this guy. He's probably trying to hide right now.
Yeah, pretty guarded, I would think, at this point. If you know you're lying, you're not going to try and pick up the phone and answer anybody's phone calls.
You better to get off your chest now and go, "Okay, I got caught up with it and I lied. I didn't didn't say," then to live like Ranazzisi did, just knowing that it was going to bite him in the ass eventually.
Well, remember the woman that started, the woman who wasn't there?
Yeah, from 9/11.
Yeah, started, like, she became the head of a charity and claimed that she survived the entire thing, and it turned out that she was in London when 9/11 happened.
Who catches that, though? Who's the one that would, like, with all going on?
A lot of people, just by happenstance.
That's
you go,
what happens.
Yeah, you go, "No, that lady was at a conference with me in, you know, wherever." Yeah.
Right.
She wasn't there. One of my favorite ones is the NAACP or whatever, the lady, and then she wasn't black. She was black.
Yeah. How about the...
She faked being black.
Jamie Presley said that she was supposed to be on one of those 9/11 planes. The actress.
Oh, really?
But I think she's since... She won't talk about it now because I think she was probably...
Oopsies.
My opinion is she's probably lying about that.
Well, they always say the same thing. That's the story for the guy who created Family Guy, Seth, whatever.
MacFarlane.
MacFarlane. He was supposed to be on a flight from Boston or whatever on 9/11 that crashed into one of the Twin Towers, but he overslept and missed his flight, and so he didn't get on the... But that's a story that's been told. I've heard that for the past 8 years.
But if he'll tell you that story... And people can back it up, or he'll say, "Yeah, it's true. I don't want to talk about it."
I've only heard him talk about it, and it was only on Stern once. But I've seen other reports of it, just never him confirming or denying it.
Well, you haven't seen any reports making it false.
Yeah.
So.
Which worse is, he would have had to be on a plane with Jamie Presley. That would have been a real torture.
No way.
Let me tell you that.
Do you know there was a guy in New York, a doctor, whose wife went missing on September 11, 2001? They tried him, I think it was 4 or 5 different times, because they say that he murdered her and then tried to pin it off like she disappeared in 9/11.
Brilliant. You get rid of her and then go, then you wait a couple of days later and you go, "She never came home." Oh, Carmen's on the phone.
Is Mr. Lampkin available?
Mr. I don't know what you're talking about. Trying to find Clint Lampkin. He is the guy who
creator of the lambskin.
No, Clint Lampkin.
Oh,
he claims to have been in the Pulse nightclub during the shooting, but it turned out he's a big fat liar.
Mm-hmm.
But are they sure yet? We're not positive.
His Facebook page said, "Thank God I missed that one."
Right, but he said it was hacked, which I believe.
Have you ever been hacked?
It was on Facebook, though. See,
if Galvin was hacked, though, on Twitter, what would you tweet out? Thank God I wasn't at work today.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. We might have hit the right lambkin. Do you know Clint Lampkin? Oh, boy. Get it, Inspector.
Oh, you
don't know. Oh. Okay. She gets me all excited just to let me down. Who was the last person Carmen called and got on the air? Did a really good job.
Oh, yeah, the people from here, the guy that was missing his mom.
Oh, yeah,
the guy
that
was hiding out from the cops.
Yeah. The guy that Pasco County hunted down.
And then we actually got the guy who caught him, like who helped the police, but then the Orlando shooting happened.
Rob called me and he was like, "Hey, we talked to the police officer who got the guy that was missing." I was like, "Great." And then after the Pulse shooting, we were like, "We want to hold off on that."
Right.
Spanish actually on his way to Baltimore.
You said it was you. You said you did all the work.
I never said that.
You said Spanish and helped you.
You tweeted it out.
Were you hacked?
Uh-huh. I believe Rob.
You do?
Yeah, because I talked to him on the way.
That's why Rob's leapfrogging you in performance here, because you just let him pass you by.
No, it's teamwork. We're a team here, and that's how we work.
That's so funny you say that, because Rob's like, I'm an individual, a loner, if you will.
He's a lone wolf.
Yeah.
Rob said the other day, Rob said, "I feel like I have no help whatsoever.
I'm on an island all by myself."
Yeah. Never say that Spanish.
I hope not.
Mike Caldesciolo.
Hey, bud. You guys were just talking about the 9/11 stuff. I was just thinking, remember that actor James Wood? He did an interview that said that he was on a flight about a month before that flight to New York, and that those guys were on the plane. Four of the guys that were on there.
He filed a complaint. He filed a complaint where he said that they were doing it was suspicious activity. And then when they got caught, he said he recognized. I wanted to say it was Muhammad Atta. As one of the guys that was on his plane doing that stuff. Yeah, James Woods is a see something, say something guy.
And he's credible, too. He's a genius.
And it turned out to actually be true because they found out that a month before September 11th, on August 1st, there were two of the hijackers who they did not name were on the same flight as James from Las Vegas to New York.
Yeah.
U.S. Airways.
Yep, and he scoped it out. So you get on a flight. And you're scoping out that flight so that you can figure out what you're going to do when you hijack a plane and drive it into a building.
Right.
Like, how are you excited about that planning process?
No way.
You know? Like, okay, you go here and I go here, and then we should have this all wrapped up nice and easy to kill us all.
What if James Woods is also on next flight?
Why is your guy Asian? Ah! You an Asian.
I did.
The Asian terrorists are
I got
tricky.
My terrorists. You ready? What are you doing? Andy. No.
James Wood, you're fantastic in any given Sunday.
Right? We're not terrorists.
That's good, right?
That would totally catch me off guard. Japanese terrorists.
Oh, Japanese terrorists don't make noise. You would never notice them. They just look
ninjas.
At each other. No.
Yeah, you just have a samurai sword.
Yeah. You want me to tell you? You want me to run it for you? First of all Asian people know karate. They're inherently born with like the Matrix. They just need to tap into it.
Oh, okay.
And when they need to, in times of stress, tap into it, it just comes out.
They just close their eyes.
Yeah, if you walk up to an old Asian woman who can barely walk.
I will.
And you run at her violently and go to kick her.
Yeah, right in the back.
She straightens up. And she just whoops your ass.
Wow.
And then she goes back to her little stick and walks away.
Man.
She doesn't even know she can do it. But it's in all Asian people. Asians, back me up on this. 579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. You may not even know it. But if you're Asian, it's in you. And I mean like Asian, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Not any other Asian.
Not Laos.
Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees. Look at these.
Right.
Ooh,
any of those.
It's a lot like when Peter Parker got bit by the radioactive spider. Yeah. He didn't know he could shoot webs out, and then all of a sudden, he was like, "Whoa!"
That's how it works.
Didn't know how to do it again. Go web. He didn't know what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys sure?
Yeah. You don't know. You never banged an Asian guy, so you don't know. Yeah. So don't even try.
We all
Asian guys all inherently have. ninja type skills. Right. It just is how far they could tap into it before it comes out. Mm. That's one thing that I know.
Except for Tim Clark. He just walks like a geisha. That's the only his only skill.
Geisha.
He can't tap into it.
No.
He's got it, but it's untappable with him.
What were your requirements?
He's Korean.
He's Korean.
Right, what were your requirements?
I don't know.
And also,
Korean is Taekwondo is Korean. How you like that?
Oh. You don't know this.
Right?
When you've reached a high capacity, Asians can communicate without words.
What?
Oh, yeah. They have that mind.
When they look at each other and they go, I. All we hear is I, but they're really throwing plans back and forth to each other. You go here, turn here right, and make a left sign, kick man in belly, come back, use chair to hit man behind you. But all we hear is, I.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan,
shifty.
Top of the list.
Wow.
Jackie Chan has tapped into it so well. Chuck Norris now, not Asian, all self-taught. Jackie Chan had it inside.
The whole time.
Was able to tap in at a young age.
Right.
That's why he's so successful.
That's pretty good.
Can, however, communicate with Chuck Norris without talking.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
He picked that up, yeah.
Chuck Norris, it really is more a testament to Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee and those sort of guys. They throw the signal out there.
Mm-hmm. So well,
But he's been around it so much, he can absorb it.
Like Bradley Cooper in Limitless, where he just had watched Kung Fu movies. So in his mind, it was in there. And then whenever he took that drug, it unlocked it. So whenever he got in the fight, he knew how to do all the Kung Fu and do all the stuff.
Yeah. Just like the Matrix. They download the program.
Right.
As long as you know how to access the program. I'm not surprised by this. No Asian people are calling to back me up on this.
Don't want the secret out.
We don't have Asian people listening to the show. That's why.
No, it's because they don't want the secret out.
Yeah.
Or they don't
Hold
know
on. They're sending me my... Okay, yeah, you're right, Galvin. They're asking me not to talk about it anymore.
I have it.
What?
You don't have
it. I can't do it back. They can throw it to me.
Oh, okay.
They can plant the thought in my mind. I can't.
Like a bonsai tree.
You ever go to a Japanese restaurant or a Chinese restaurant and you're like, I really feel like having egg foo young. I'm going to have egg foo young today. And then you sit down and you'll have shrimp or lobster sauce. It's because they changed your mind.
Yeah.
They don't want to be like, we're out of egg foo young. We don't feel like making it. They were like, how about shrimp or lobster sauce? We have extra.
Yeah. But Carmen, him being able to hear what the Asians are saying, it's a lot like if somebody had telepathy and they were to shoot like a glass at you, you'd be able to catch the glass.
Right.
You couldn't shoot it back, but you could catch
it.
So he's receiving. Yeah,
Calvin knows.
Yeah. I got it. That makes sense.
Basic science.
My bad. Sorry, guys. You know I'm not good with this stuff.
Yeah. That's why Chinese stars, you can throw them and nobody ever pulls them out of the wall and throws them back.
It's true.
You don't have the skills.
No.
And the Asians don't throw them at each other because then you got stars just flying everywhere.
Oh my God.
Looks like a goddamn constellation. Yeah. Once again, one line drinking. If this is not an Asian, I'm not going to take it. If it is, I'll be willing to discuss the secrets of the Asian mind trick as well as karate here. If it's not, though, we're out. We'll take a break. It's karate. Say it right, Spanish.
Sorry.
And no luck with Clint Lampkin.
Lampkin, yeah.
What a great name.
That is a fantastic
name. Is that man Asian on line two?
Yes.
How do you say your name? How do you say your name, sir? Amuel?
N-U-Watt, R-T-Amosol. N-U-Watt, like a light bulb. N-U-Watt, R-T-Amosol. I know, it even sounds Asian.
What kind of Asian are you?
From Thailand, sir.
Oh, and how old are you?
I'm 28 years old.
Kind of young. Probably not. Have not tapped into your inner karate, have you?
I've done quite a few similar things. I mean, it's not like I practice martial arts on my downtime, but...
You don't have to. It's in you. You don't have to. It's what I'm trying to tell you is when you need it the most, it'll manifest itself. And it's not... You don't have to practice.
Oh yes, sir. Most definitely. I mean, I've come across several instances where it's just like, I'll just Buddha palm you in the chest and get some distance between me and you.
Right. See, you know what's up.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, what about your parents? How old are they?
My father, I believe, is 54 years old.
Oh, he's an expert.
My mother's an American, and she's 47, I think.
She knows nothing about what your father knows.
Now,
can go home and you can be like, Dad, this smart guy on the radio said that you have it in you. You're like an engine. He's going to go, oh, son, he a shaka jaka, not funny. He know nothing about it. And then one time you guys are going to be out, and some guy's going to pull a gun to try and rob you like he did to Batman's parents, and your father's going to go, what? and take the gun out of his hand, and he's going to be like, son, I did not want to prove a Shaka Jaka to be true, but yes, we all know a skill. So good luck to you. And let me know when it manifests. You may want to put yourself in some situations to help it come out a little faster.
Get attacked.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. I'm going to go home and start looking for danger right now.
Yep. All right. Good luck to you, my Asian friend.
Head to Baltimore. All party there.
As they say in your land, sayonara. Yeah, Baltimore.
Yeah.
Hello, Asian guy number two.
Oi. Second. All Asian, no karate. We also make a mean shrimp and fried rice.
You're a terrible Asian, sir. How dare you be so stereotypical to just say shrimp and fried rice?
Yeah.
God, who would do that?
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.